Hey guys, this is the Harbell Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is a pretty freaking cool item. This is similar to an item that we had a few years back, that at the time they were discontinuing it. I was only able to get a few of them and they sold out pretty quickly, and unfortunately I couldn't get them back again. This is very similar to that. That was a 100,000 milliamp. Yes, 100,000 milliamp little portable. It was basically like a portable mini generator slash power station. So 100,000 milliamps was huge. This one, not quite as big, it's 65,000, which is still plenty big. This is great to have in your house. This is not meant to be a portable throw-in-your-bag carry portable power bank. This is meant to be something that you keep around your house in case the power goes off, that kind of thing. 65,000 milliamps is still a ton of milliamps, and actually I feel this one is actually a little bit more superior than the other one, even though the other one was a little bit bigger milliamp wise. This one's got some more things on it, or got some other things on it that I like better than that other one. So first off, this thing is a huge metal, don't drop on your foot or toe. I'm not responsible for any broken bones or parts on your body, so don't drop this. I would say this weighs a good six, seven pounds. It's basically a cube. It's a little bit taller than it is wider. So you're looking at it's probably about maybe 8 inches tall. And let's see, where's my... do my unofficial measurement here. No, it's not quite inches. I'd say it's about six. I'd say about 6.5 inches to club, maybe 6 3/4. Not quite 7 inches tall. But anyway, you get the idea. It's about 6 to 7 inches tall. And that's the rectangle part of the side of it. And then of course, the other sides are going to be a little bit shorter than that. So they're going to be probably about 5 inches. So you see it's 5 inch square and then about 6.5 inches tall. So there you go. It's a little bit more tall than it is around. But it is completely square around. It's got rounded off corners. It's a cube shape, but it's more of a rectangle cube shape. So I guess it can't really be a cube shape. It's a rectangle cube shape, but it's got a rectangle shape. And the top of it has a handle, of course, because this is so heavy. It's got a handle that stays attached. You can pick it up and easily carry this, you know, from one room to the other, whatever you want. It's got ventilation on the bottom. It's got four rubber feet on the bottom, so it won't scratch your whatever surface you put it on, and it's not going to slide. And then around the side of it, it's got all your different ports. And then on the top, it's got actually one three-prong electrical outlet. So this is really cool because this is built in with the one I had before. You had to buy the electrical part separate and then attach it to the top of your, you know, cube or rectangle shape power station. So this one, the three-prong electrical outlet is actually built into the top. So that way you don't have to buy anything extra. It's already there. And that electrical outlet on the top will put out as much as 300 watts of power. All of that, you know, coming out of this power station that, you know, you can pick up and carry with you, this 65,000 milliamp power station. Okay, so on the side, I'm going to help orient you guys so you can follow along with what I'm talking about. Find the side of the power station that is a slick glass. It's probably plastic, but it feels like glass. It's the screen. It's the digital readout screen that if you have vision, you can be able to read stuff on that. Find that side, okay? And Now I'm going to start on the left of that. So going, taking your finger, there's actually a little channel cut out around the side. And in that channel that's a little bit recessed from the rest of the cube or whatever else called a cube, even though it's not officially a cube. In that channel that's recessed is where all your ports are, is where the screen is, and things like that. So locate the screen. It's very slick. Feels like glass. Let's start going around with your finger in middle of the channel that's cut out. We're going to go to the left side. So the first thing you come to is a USB-C port. Now this is a thing, this is one thing on this. This one has that the other one didn't. The other one had four USB standard ports. This actually has two standard USBs and two USB-Cs, which is really nice. The other one charged with a barrel cable that was proprietary. This one charges with USB-C. Okay. So the first USB-C you come to going from the screen over to the left side, this is going to be just your regular normal output. And I'll have in the description how much output each port is and everything like that. But this is just your regular USB that you could plug in a USB to lightning cable. You could plug in a USB to USB-C and charge, you know, your iPads, your iPhones, your Android phones, whatever. But this is not a high wattage port that could charge like a laptop. But the other USB-C port that's on here is. So I'm pretty sure that this cannot charge, this one can't charge the laptop. I think I'm pretty sure I tested it out. Let me just real quick. I have a USB-C to USB-C cable here, but I'm pretty sure that I tested this. And I'll get to the one that can charge a laptop if your laptop will charge with USB-C, that is. And if it doesn't charge with USB-C, you can still use the three-prong electrical outlet on the top of it to plug in something like a laptop. So, but I just want to double check. I can't remember if I tested this one. Plug that in. Yeah, I did test it. Yeah, so this one is a lower wattage USB-C port. This is good for charging phones, braille displays, Victor streams, iPads, tablets, things like that. So it's still a nice USB-C port, but it just is not enough wattage to charge like a laptop. And then to the left of that, you have two standard USB ports. And I believe that one, if not both of those, are 3.0. Like I said, I'll have in the description what each one is. To the left of those USB ports, you have a button. This button is a power button. Now, you don't have to press the button. You shouldn't have to press the button when you plug in a device like a phone or something, because it's, at least the ones I've plugged in, it's automatically started charging. Let me plug, at least with the USB-C ones it did. Let me just plug in a regular USB here, and then I'll plug this into my iPhone over here. Just like that. Yeah, so it automatically starts charging when you plug in a device like a phone or a tablet or whatever. But this power button, it serves a couple of functions. First of all, if you could see, it would light up the display and it would tell you some different things on that actual little display that's on there. The other thing it's going to do is tell you when it lights up the display. It'll tell you, you know, how much battery is left and so forth. But the thing that's going to be, for most of us, what it does is it actually switches back and forth between turning on the AC on the top of the unit or just having the USB ports turned on. So if I just right now, if I took my laptop plug. Top plug and I plug it in the top of this unit of the power station. Thing in there. All right, so that's plugged in. Push there. Okay, and if I was to plug this into the side of my laptop right now, it would not be charging it. Because it is not, the AC part is not turned on. So I'm going to plug this into the side laptop and boom, it's plugged in. And if I look at my laptop, you guys probably won't be able to hear this. It just says my battery. It does not say that the AC is plugged in charging. But if I reach over and I hold down on that power button for just a few seconds, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000. Let's just say. So now my laptop is charging because now the AC adapter on the top is active. Now, if I press that button and hold it in, let me do 3 seconds. 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000. Yeah, so about 3 seconds. Turns it off. Let me try 3 seconds on. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. No, Nita. Nope, that did work. Okay, so yeah, it's about 3 seconds. Hold it in for about 3 seconds, turn it on. Hold it in for about 3 seconds to turn it off. That is what, that way, now you could just leave the AC thing active all the time, but it is going to run the battery down a lot quicker. So, if you're just using it for cell phones and Victor streams and tablets and things like that, then you'll want to disable the AC adapter power, okay, with just holding that button in down, holding the button in for a few seconds. Unfortunately, there's not any kind of beeps or anything to let you know when the AC is turned off or on. So, if you are not sure if it's on, you'll have to plug something into it. And then plug that in to see if it actually says it's charging or whatever. Or you just remember, okay, last time I used this, I turned the AC off, so it's off. You know what I'm saying? So most time I would just turn this off when I'm not using it, and that way I know when I get when I ever have to use this little generator thing, then I know I have to press the button, you know, a few seconds to turn it on. Now, even when it is turned on, you can still got my charge your phone and things like that. Let me just confirm that that is correct. Got my iPhone cable here. Yep. So your choices with that button are AC on and all the USB ports on, or USB ports on and the AC port off. So you never really can turn off the USB ports. They're always going to be on when you need them. But the difference is, do you want to use the AC part or not? Okay. So that is what that button does. Pull it in, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And now I look, and yep, now it's disabled. So that's what the power button does on the side there. And then to the left of the power button, you have another USB-C port. Now, this USB-C port is going to be the port you use to charge this power station. And it's also going to be the USB-C port that you use to, if you want to charge like your laptop with the power station. So if you have a laptop that is that works with USB-C, And like a MacBook or like the newer lap, a lot of the newer laptops are charging in with USB-C. Then you can actually charge your computer with this mini power station. If you use that port to the left of the power button, that's going to be the highest wattage. That's an input and an output port, USB-C, where the other USB-C port is just an output. So you can't charge the power station with the other USB-C port. The only port to charge the power station with is the one left of the power button. But that's also the USB-C port that provides the highest wattage charge for laptops and your computers and things like that. So this is really neat. You've got the two USBs in the middle, standard USBs, and then you have the two USB-Cs on the outside. One is left of the power button, one is to the right of the standard USB ports. Okay, keep going around that little channel to the left. Now you'll come across some round barrel-shaped ports. These are called DC ports. Okay, there are several accessories out there in the world that people use for like camping and stuff that plug into these round DC ports. Does not come with anything in the box that does charge with those, that does work with those, but they are there. So if there's people out there that know what these are for and they know what they would use them for, so there you go. There's some different types of DC ports here. One provides more wattage than the others, more voltage, that kind of thing. And I'll have all that information, like I said, in the description as well. All right, and then keep going around the channel. Now you come to a really large button. Okay, this is a click button. You probably won't be able to hear this because I think I have my thing set on noise cancellation or active cancellation. But anyway, it's a big click button. It runs across there. And this button is the button to activate the flashlight or the lantern part of this, where there's four different modes of light. There's like a flashing mode for like emergency kind of SOS kind of thing. And then there's some like a high, medium, and low LED for just regular flashlight usage. So the cool thing about it is this button here, you've got to hold it in for several seconds in order to activate the flashlight. Where the old one that I sold, if you just touched the button and the button was right above the button to turn the power on it, if you just touched it, it would turn on the flashlight. And so I found myself, accidentally hitting that button and turning the flashlight on all the time. Well, they fixed that with this one. You have to hold it in. If you press it once, it does nothing. If you hold it in for several seconds, it will turn on the light, but you do have to hold it in for several seconds, and it's completely different location than where the power button is. And then around to the front again, you're back to the screen, the digital readout screen. And so really, guys, that is all that is on this. This is a beast of a power station. You get the ability to charge your any devices that plug in via three-prong outlet. So that could be hair dryers, it could be toasters, it could, whatever you want. I mean, laptops, computer plugs, just anything. Anything that uses a regular three-prong outlet, you can plug it into the top of this. Just one of them. It only has one. And then, of course, you can charge up to four USB and USB-C devices at the same time. And so really, really neat power station here. 65,000 milliamps, super solid metal. If I took another piece of this, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but definitely metal there. The whole thing is just really, really well made. You've got the handle on the top. It comes in the package with a USB-C to USB-C cable for charging, or using it for charging your USB-C devices. And it also comes with, I believe it's a 90 watt 65 or 90 watt. I can't remember exactly. I'll try to have in the description what the wattage is on the charger. But it comes with the adapter, the wall charger, which has two USB-C ports. So they give you this wall charger that gives you two USB-C ports. One you could be using to charge this power station. One you could be using to charge something else. So you get the adapter, you get the long cable. I think it's like about four or five feet long, heavy duty USB-C to USB-C cable. And then you get the power station itself. And guys, that's it. But this thing is cool, cool, cool. I love this thing. I love the improvements. I think the upgrades, good upgrades. And yeah, this is great to have around your house because it can charge about anything that you can throw at it. 65,000 milliamps is going to give you lots of charges. Of course, I mean, if you're charging up a computer or something and you have it plugged in to the top three-prong outlet or whatever, you know, you're not going to get tons of charges out of it because the computer takes a lot to charge it. But if you're just doing phones and you know, tablets and streams and, you know, whatever else, and, you know, you're going to get a lot of charges out of it. And, of course, if you're doing a computer and maybe some phones in the stream, you might get one computer charge and then, you know, one charge for all the other devices. So just a lot of cool stuff on here, and it works great, and it charges things really quickly. Like, it charges my iPhone super fast, my iPad super fast, even charges the computer pretty quickly. So really, really neat deal, guys. These are brand new in the box, and unfortunately, these weigh too much to be able to ship overseas, so we cannot ship these overseas. And because it's a big internal battery, we wouldn't be able to ship them overseas anyway. But everybody else, it's all good. And yeah, so if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. And our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.